We present the News Quiz with your chairman, Simon Hoggart.
Hello, and welcome again to the News Quiz. We start with a cutting sent in by Chris Charlwood from Surrey, read by Brian Perkins.
Warning on a 4-foot inflatable Dalek, this is not a life-saving device.
Welcome on this third trip through time, space and the BBC airwaves. That was the News Quiz from 2004, showing us once again that Doctor Who gets everywhere.
Now, great pairings of our time. Bread and butter, Morecambe and Wise, fish and chips, Doctor Who and the Daleks. They just sound right together, don't they? But sadly, the time-travelling Doctor and his bumpy metal buddies are to be cruelly separated. The BBC say the new series of Doctor Who will be Dalek-free. Sylvester McCoy played the Doctor from 1987 to 1989.
I didn't really feel I was the true Doctor until I'd done battle with the Daleks, and which I did. But because my Doctor wasn't kind of that violent, I actually talked them to death. So it was handy I'd kissed the Balani Stone before I got the job.
So that's obviously the way to defeat the Daleks. But, you know, from now on, the BBC is saying that we're no longer going to hear this noise during the Doctor Who series. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's very sad, really. But maybe the Daleks, as they're making it in Wales, maybe they don't want the Daleks to have a Dalek.
Do you think, though, that without Daleks, Doctor Who will not be the series that it was?
Oh, gosh, no. No, 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 no. It's much bigger than the Daleks. I mean, the Daleks were brilliant and are great, and it's very sad they can't get them. But Doctor Who's much bigger than that. And also, I think it might be rather exciting for the writers and creators to come up with a new monster that will...